basically came straight to court with no sleep and experienced a wild day. I mean, there's a lot of emotions going on. I'm excited about the draft because we have so many picks, but I'm really nervous about the trial, and I feel pretty confident after watching Paul Lawrence's rebuttal closing at the end. I really liked what he had to say, and I thought he kind of summed up the whole case and kind of discredited a lot of what PBC had to say. And I don't know. Now I'm just excited to relax and watch the draft and see what kind of moves the Sonics make. So.
Will you be a little anxious until the decision comes on Wednesday?
I'll be extremely anxious. I'll be sweet tough to get off the mind for the next week or so. You know, I'm going to be eagerly waiting 4 p.m. next Wednesday. So.
It said that, you know, they're not having a draft party and there's no real show of unity, obviously because of what's happening with the team.
Right, right. There's unity here with Sonics fans. We got our Save Our Sonics people here, even though it's not organized by the Sonics organization. There's still unity amongst Sonics fans. So I feel good being here with fellow Sonics fans, even though, you know, the team's doing what they're doing. I still support the players and the team and our fan base here in Seattle.
Do you still care about the draft and who they choose and how they build the team, even with everything kind of hanging over?
Even with everything that's going on, I still feel, you know, passionate about the team, and I still am excited about the moves that they're going to make. And to hear Brad Keller in the closing argument say that the relationship's broken between the fans and the city and the team and all this stuff, where I'm sitting there with my Sonics gear on, excited about the draft. Like, it's only broken because they broke it and decided that they were going to leave early. That's why it's broken. It's not broken because of the relationship with the fans and the team and the players and the organization.
There's been a lot of talk about intangible value and what the Sonics bring to the community. Do you feel like there's that people care about the team here in Seattle, that there isn't just kind of this apathetic thought about the Sonics staying here and just, you know, go ahead and be gone with them?
I really believe that once people hear all the details of the situation, once it's explained to them in a very, you know, straightforward, logical manner, then they start to come around. You know, they may be apathetic on the surface, but once you tell them everything that's going on and how poorly our city has been treated by the current Sonics ownership, I see a change in people. I talk to people all the time. I make videos to try and influence people.
Yeah.
And
good videos.
And you know, I just I don't think it's as apathetic as the picture that David Stern and Clay Bennett painted. At all. And I see a passionate fan base here. I know a large number of people. I'm on the blog. There's a large contingency of Sonic fans who've not given up hope and who still care passionately about the team.
Anything you want to add? Maybe didn't have?
Get on SeattleWeekly.com, watch Sonics Gate.
Yeah. I'll get that posted up.